I'm Adam Santangelo. I'm the creator of Mantle, and this is the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Adam Santangelo about his comic book series, Mantle. Please like and subscribe to this website by hitting the subscribe button so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. After writing Spider-Man stories for Marvel more than 30 years ago, Toronto-based Adam Santangelo is so excited to return to making comics. His latest comic book series is entitled Mantle, which he describes as a passion project inspired by his own experiences and family, shot through the lens of the superhero storytelling he's enjoyed since he was a boy. Joining Adam on Mantle is artist Jean Fernando and colorist Irma Nivila. Mantle is the story of Vijay, a 14-year-old suburban superhero nerd bullied at school and mourning the death of his father. But when he learns his dad was a real-life superhero, Vijay arms himself with a mechanized power glove and plots revenge on his enemies. Will Vijay become one of the good guys or the bad? By the end of his first adventure, Vijay must extract himself from a pile of trouble with his world's police and superheroes, all the while discovering the full story of his family's superhero legacy. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Adam Santangelo about his comic book series, Mantle. So, Adam Santangelo, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Before we get going with all the questions, I would like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
Well, it's funny. I remember being a little kid and, you know, having the odd comic book lying around. But the first one I remember buying intentionally was Transformers number 28, which I bought on a trip to the bowling alley with my grandparents. But I'm going to say one more. I remember I bought a couple issues of Transformers, which taught me the idea that there was this sequential numbering of comic books. And then shortly after that, I bought The Punisher number 1 by Mike Baron and Klaus Janson. And that is what ignited the passion. Like, I've been reading Punisher comic books and many, many, many others ever since.
Wow, big difference between Punisher and Transformers, eh?
Exactly. It was almost like I discovered there was this medium, but then I discovered there was something that I loved, and it was really exciting for a 10-year-old kid at that time.
Yeah, for sure. So great stuff growing up, but I'm wondering who or what inspires you to create today?
Well, I still read a ton of comics. And, you know, I know there's some people that make comics that get kind of burned out on the mainstream stuff, but I still read a lot of Marvel comics. I read some DC stuff. I read, you know, a bunch of Image and independent books. People that I love to this day, Eric Larson, who's been doing Savage Dragon for almost 300 issues. David Latham, who does Stray Bullets, but he continues to do his own creator-owned work as a writer-artist. Guys like Alan Moore, who, I mean, doesn't do comics so much anymore, but he has a new series of novels. Like, to me, Alan Moore, you know, as a writer myself, Alan Moore is a god. John Byrne, Frank Miller, a lot of, like, the 80s greats are people that, you know, anything they touch to this day, I still get really excited and inspired by.
We recently met up at Word on the Street in Toronto. I want to ask you, how was that event for you?
It went really well for me. You know, and we'll talk about this probably in a minute, but I have one comic book right now. It's called Mantle number 1, and I'm getting the word out. Number 2 is arriving before the end of the year. And so I was selling that one comic book, but it was kind of liberating in a way to just stand there at a table with one comic book in front of me, because I gave the same pitch to everyone that came by, and I sold about 50 copies of that one comic book, which I thought was like a pretty great outcome for 2 days at a non-comics festival.
Yeah, for your first time ever having a book and then being in front of people, I guess that's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, it exceeded my expectations. But I think, you know, it was my first time being at a show, but I am getting used to talking to people about it. And so I think I just got into extrovert mode for a couple of days, and it went really well.
Good. And now you just brought up the title of the book. We're talking about Mantle. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the story. How would you describe it to someone?
I like to say it's a coming-of-age boy's adventure superhero story. That's maybe a long way of saying it's about a 14-year-old boy who is bullied really badly in high school and then discovers a power glove in his dead father's closet. And he has to decide whether, you know, what he's going to do with that glove, and will he perhaps use it to take revenge on the bullies in question. That all plays out in the first issue of the book. Hopefully not too much of a spoiler to say he lashes out in revenge, but that opens up a whole world of new problems. And that's what's going to play out over the course of the rest of the series.
Very intriguing. Yeah, that's always the kicker, right? Is like, what do you do with this power? It's the old adage, right? With great power comes great responsibility, but it could be misused too.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And I have some affinity for Spider-Man, but I think this is maybe a little bit of a darker, edgier take on that theme. Maybe comes a little bit about of my own experience as a teenager. So,
Okay. So that's what I was going to ask you. Was that, you know, childhood experience maybe an inspiration for the story?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's one of those things where virtually none of it is autobiographical, but someone who knows me well could probably see where I pulled virtually every detail of the story from in some way out of my own life. I was bullied in high school. I did not have any opportunity to take revenge, but sometimes I look at the world and I think I kind of understand why some people do, and you know, why some young people struggle with that. And I guess I thought of putting a superhero spin on it. Well, what if you discovered superpowers in the closet at home? Would you use those to take revenge? And what kind of problems does it cause if you bring a weapon to school and shoot it at the bully that's been beating you up? So those are the questions we're going to answer in the story.
Right. And you're not working alone. You have collaborators with you on the project. Who? Can you talk a little bit about them?
I do. The artist I'm working with is a guy named Jean Fernando. He's done a number of independent projects, and he and I have now been working together for the better part of 2 years. There were some initial pitch pages we did, and, you know, I really fell in love with the work that he was doing, and we found we had a good rapport and could really commit to this together. After a bit of a break after he did the initial 11 pages, we signed up to do all 4 issues together, and we're now into the third. The second one is done and is about to hit Kickstarter. And then I have Irma Canivilla, who's coloring the book, and she's done work for publishers like Marvel and DC and Boom, and also like a number of comics that she's written and drawn herself. But she's doing bang up colors on this. And I have to say, like, I feel like I've really lucked out with the art team on this book, because comics are a visual medium and you can make the writer look really good. The book is drawn and colored so beautifully, and it is.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. It's also about gelling as well, making sure that everyone fits together. I've got to ask you about the creative process. How did that work out for you?
It was important to me that we gelled and that we could collaborate well. And part of it is the creative collaboration. You know, I wanted to make sure that if I gave him one of my scripts, that he asked me questions that made sense, or that I was happy with how he interpreted it. And if I had an issue with something, you know, that just that the back and forth worked well. And you kind of want to get as close to that mind meld as you possibly can. And the same is true of a colorist as well, even though, you know, they may spend a little less time collaborating with the writer. But not just the creative collaboration, it's also just like, we're effectively going to have a business relationship and just an administrative relationship over the course of many months. And so I wanted to make sure in the early days that we just got along well, and that he was nice. And of course, I'm nice. I know I'm nice. We're all getting along super well. And I think I did a good job picking my team. So
yeah, good to hear about that. Yeah, that plays off in the long run for good success. So we've been talking about Mantle. I'm wondering, do you have any other projects on the go that you can talk about?
You know what? Nothing to speak of. I have future issues of Mantle. So all 4 issues are written, and I've begun working on the sequel. So we'll see where I am mentally, spiritually, and emotionally after getting 4 issues published and kickstarted and attending shows for several years. But there's a sequel. The story does go on after this first 4 issue graphic novel. And I've been thinking about other one-shot ideas. You know, it would be nice to collaborate with another artist and to have something else in front of me at my table. But nothing to speak of at the moment. It's all about Mantle.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. We were talking about being at Word on the Street, and you're talking now about some events in the future. Do you have any other shows or events planned for the rest of the year?
I will be at the Mississauga Comic Expo, which I believe is November 15th. And it's at the Mississauga Central Library. And I grew up in Mississauga, and Mantle actually takes place in Mississauga. So very excited to bring the book there and curious to see how it goes. I don't think I have anything else on the calendar through the end of this year, but next year I'm hoping to do the major Toronto shows, hoping to be at TCAF because I wasn't this past year. I didn't have a book at the time, and hoping to do some American shows as well. So it's going to be a big priority for me next year.
Ah, very good. So with everything you have on the go today and in the future, where should people go online to find out more about you?
Well, if you go to adamsantangelocomics.com, adamsantangelocomics.com, that's where you can buy Mantle digitally or in print. You can also buy Mantle on Amazon Kindle. If you're a Global Comics subscriber, you can read the first issue there as well. Or if you just want to follow me and learn a little bit more about what's going on, I'm on Twitter or X. I'm on Blue Sky. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Threads. If you look up Adam Santangelo in any of those places, I think you'll find me. And I'm trying to tweet pretty often, not just posting about Mantle, but posting about comics I've enjoyed. I love just talking comics. And so I would love to be followed by and follow anyone who's also into this stuff.
Very good. Well, Adam, those are all the questions I have for you. But I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you'd like to get across in this interview?
You know, maybe the one other thing I'll throw out there, I think it's a fun part of my story, and I didn't mention it earlier, is funny enough, 30 years ago, I actually worked at Marvel. I was a high school intern. So I was only 17 years old, but while I was there, I pitched a bunch of Spider-Man stories and sold a couple that wound up being published. And so to this day, I have Spider-Man comics written by Adam Santangelo, and an omnibus came out recently that has them in it. And then I didn't make another comic book for 30 years. And now I'm nearly 50 years old. Mantle number one. I'm just happy to be back doing this, making comics and talking to people like you about comics. So it's a true love for me.
Thanks to Adam for the chat. You can discover more about Adam Santangelo at adamsantangelocomics.com and on Instagram at Castle Frank Comics. And thank you for tuning in to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to visit True North Country Comics website to listen to even more conversations from creators about making comic books and graphic novels. I also encourage you to subscribe via the website so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. You can follow along True North Country Comics on most social media sites, and you're encouraged to send any and all feedback to John at truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2025.